Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we are tackling something really cool and super relevant to all of us right here, right now, and that is the Virginia Declaration of Rights.
Oh, yeah, this one's going to be good.
Yeah. So we're going to explore how this document, written back in 1776, can inspire us to think and act locally today.
I think that's a great idea. You know, it's fascinating how much this document shaped not only the nation, but also the very ideas of individual rights.
Exactly.
That we just take for granted today. And it's like a blueprint for a just society. You know, it laid the foundation for the U.S. Bill of Rights.
Totally. And, you know, we're going to uncover some really cool nuggets along the way, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you know it includes the right to actually abolish a government if it's not working for the people?
It's pretty intense.
Right. That's in Section 3.
What?
Or how about freedom of the press as a weapon against tyranny? We'll get into that in Section 12.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that.
And, of course, the big one, the right to life, liberty, property, happiness.
Yeah. The whole shebang.
The whole shebang. It's all there in Section 1.
It's all there.
What's amazing is how George Mason, the author, articulated these ideas even before the Declaration of Independence was signed.
Right.
It really shows you the mindset of the time.
Yeah, it really does. It's pretty incredible how forward-thinking they were.
It's like this document is the DNA of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, it speaks to how we can be active citizens right here in our community.
Yeah, love that.
So let's jump right in with Section 1.
Mm-hmm.
Those core rights, life, liberty, property, happiness, safety, those are huge.
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 Which one jumps out at you right now and why?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Well, you know, it's almost like they were channeling the future, right?
Yeah.
Because those values are still what we're fighting for every day.
Yeah.
But Section 2, that's where it gets really interesting for me. You know, it says all power comes from the people. Back then, that was revolutionary. It completely flipped the script on the idea of a king or, you know, somebody else having all the authority.
Right. It was like, hold up, the power lies with U.S. the citizens.
Exactly. Which, if you think about it, that's a huge responsibility.
It is a big responsibility.
Because if the power comes from us, we have to use it.
We do.
So that's where Section 3 comes in.
Ah, yes, Section 3.
Gives the people the right to change or even get rid of a government that isn't serving them.
Love it.
This is where think and act locally gets real.
Yes.
This section is basically saying, hey, if things aren't working, you have the power to do something about it.
You have the power.
So that's voting, right? That's attending those city council meetings, maybe even organizing a peaceful protest if needed.
Oh, yeah.
It's about holding our local leaders accountable.
Accountability. That's it.
But the document doesn't stop there.
Oh, no. It keeps going.
Section 5 talks about the separation of powers.
You know, checks and balances.
That checks and balances thing to keep any one person or branch of government from getting too powerful.
Yeah. They knew what they were doing.
How well do you think that's working out today?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. What do you think?
It's a great question to ponder. And Section 6 adds another layer of protection, frequent elections.
Yes.
Our founders knew that to keep the government in check, we need to have regular opportunities to choose our leaders.
Right.
Makes you wonder, are we really holding our elected officials accountable?
Oh.
Are we participating in the process enough?
That's the heart of it. The Virginia Declaration of Rights isn't just about laying out rights. It's about giving us the tools to actually exercise those rights and build the community we want to live in.
Absolutely. Okay, so we've got this big picture of power to the people.
Yes.
But what about our individual rights, especially when it comes to the legal system?
Ah, well, Section 7 through 10. Dive right into that.
Okay.
We're talking about things we hear about all the time. Freedom from unreasonable searches, the right to due process, and a fair trial protection from cruel and unusual punishment.
These sections feel like they're straight out of a law textbook.
Right.
It's amazing how much of our modern legal system is rooted in this document from over 200 years ago.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a testament to how forward-thinking those early Virginians were.
They were.
They understood that a just society protects individual rights, especially within the legal system. And they weren't afraid to put those principles into writing.
Nope, they were not afraid.
And that's what's so cool about this document.
It wasn't just about protecting people from the government either.
Oh, yeah.
Section 12 tackles something super relevant today.
What's that?
Freedom of the press.
Oh, wow. Here's where it gets really interesting for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then, it was all about pamphlets and newspapers. But today,
oh, I know, right?
We're bombarded with information from all sides.
Exactly. And that's why this section is even more important now.
Okay.
It reminds us that a free press, whether it's our local newspaper or, you know, independent online news sources, it's vital to keeping our community informed and holding those in power accountable.
So it's not just about having the information.
Right.
It's about being smart about what we consume. We can't just take everything at face value, right?
Mm-hmm. No, you got
to
be terrible.
I have to think critically, check our sources, especially when it comes to local issues that directly affect our lives.
Couldn't agree more. It all ties back to that think and act locally idea.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to have a say in what happens in our community, we need to be informed by reliable sources. How about you? What are some of the ways you stay informed about local happenings?
Well, I definitely subscribe to our local newspaper.
Always.
It's a little old school, but I like getting that deep dive into local politics and community events.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I also follow a few local blogs and podcasts that cover issues I care about.
Oh, that's great. It's all about finding those sources that resonate with you and help you understand the nuances of what's happening in our community.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of nuances, Section 13 is one that always sparks debate.
Always.
The right to bear arms.
Big one.
Huge. The Virginia Declaration of Rights talks about a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, which was a huge deal back in 1776.
Different times, for sure.
Right. It was a different world back then. But what's interesting is how this section can spark such different interpretations when it comes to gun control today.
You know,
it's a great example of how a historical document can fuel modern day debates.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a reminder that these rights aren't set in stone. They're meant to be debated, discussed, and interpreted in the context of our current reality. What's your take on how this section applies to our community today?
Well, I think it's a call for thoughtful dialogue.
I like that.
It's about recognizing the historical context of the right to bear arms, while also having honest conversations about how to ensure safety in our community.
Safety's so important.
Right.
Yeah, I think there are strong opinions on all sides.
Absolutely.
But the Virginia Declaration of Rights reminds us that we need to engage in these discussions with a commitment to finding solutions that work for everyone.
It's about finding that balance, right? Protecting individual rights while also working together to create a safe environment for all members of our community.
I think you hit the nail on the head. And it's not just about the Second Amendment either.
Oh, really?
Think about how the principles of the entire document can be applied to other issues we face right here at home.
Like what?
Well, think about affordable housing.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot topic in our community these days.
It is a hot topic, Section 1, with its emphasis on the right to acquire and possess property. You know, it speaks directly to that.
Oh, wow.
It's about ensuring that everyone has a fair shot at economic security.
Okay.
Which includes having access to safe and affordable housing.
So how do we translate that, you know, from a document written centuries ago to actionable steps in our community today?
That is the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it starts with recognizing that housing is a fundamental human right.
Okay.
And then working together to create solutions.
Oh, you know, maybe supporting local organizations that provide affordable housing, advocating for policies that incentivize affordable housing development,
right?
Even just volunteering our time at local shelters. These are all ways we can put those principles into action.
It's about taking those big ideas from the Virginia Declaration of Rights and finding ways to make them real in our own backyard.
Love that. And that applies to so many other issues as well.
Like what?
Access to quality education, environmental protection, criminal justice reform.
Oh, yeah.
These are all areas where the principles of the Virginia Declaration of Rights can guide our thinking and our actions.
It's like, this document gives us a framework for building a more just and equitable society, but it's up to us to fill in the details.
I think that's a great way to put it. It's a call to action, a reminder that we have a responsibility to shape our community and our future.
Totally.
And it starts with understanding the rights and principles enshrined in this document.
Okay.
And then finding creative ways to apply them to the challenges we face today.
So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious what's resonating most with you so far. What part of this conversation has sparked a thought or idea?
Yeah, what's got you thinking?
Hold on to that, because we'll be back in a moment to discuss how we can take all of this and actually put it into practice right here in our community. And we are back for the final part of our deep dive into the Virginia Declaration of Rights.
It's been a fascinating conversation so far.
Yeah, you know, we've covered a lot of ground, from those individual rights to the power of the people, and even how this centuries-old document can really be a guide for action in our community today.
I think what strikes me is how the Virginia Declaration of Rights isn't just some dusty old document. You know, it's a living, breathing testament to the idea that we, the people, have the power to shape our own destiny.
I love that. And that's what I love about this Think and Act Locally theme.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to get overwhelmed by, you know, national politics.
Yeah.
But this document reminds us that real change, it starts right here at home.
Absolutely. It's about taking ownership of our community, understanding our rights, and then, you know, figuring out how we can use those rights to make a real difference.
But I think for a lot of people that can feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, where do you even start?
Yeah.
What does acting locally actually look like in practice?
That's the million-dollar question. Well, think about the issues that we've talked about today.
Yeah.
Affordable housing, access to quality education, environmental protection, freedom of the press, you know, responsible gun ownership.
Yeah.
Which one of these really gets you fired up?
I love that question.
Yeah.
Because it's not about trying to tackle everything at once.
No.
It's about finding that one issue, that one cause that speaks to your heart, and then figuring out how you can contribute.
Exactly. Let's say you're super passionate about education.
Okay.
You could volunteer at a local school, mentor a student, or even advocate for policies that improve educational opportunities in our community.
Or maybe you're really concerned about the environment.
Yeah.
You could join a local environmental group, participate in a community cleanup day, or support businesses that are committed to sustainability.
All great ideas. And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
That's true.
You know, there are so many incredible organizations and people already working to make our community a better place. Connect with them.
Yeah.
Learn from them and find ways to collaborate.
That's what's so powerful about this idea of acting locally.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that we're all in this together.
We are.
We all have a role to play in shaping the future of our community.
Couldn't agree more. And you know, the Virginia Declaration of Rights, it gives us the tools and the inspiration to do just that. It reminds us that we have rights.
We do.
We have power and we have a responsibility to use them wisely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a challenge.
Oh, a challenge. I like it.
What is one specific issue in your local community that could benefit from applying the principles of the Virginia Declaration of Rights? What is one action you can take right now to make a difference? Don't let these ideas just float away. Write them down. Share them with a friend. Take that first step. Because even small actions can have a ripple effect and create real change in our community. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.